Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm an intuitive psychotherapist. My website is nolatherapy.com. Please reach out to me if you are interested in sharing your thoughts about this podcast, if you're interested in being a guest, if you know someone you'd like me to interview. I'd really love to connect with you as my listener. In compiling recent metrics to procure advertisements on my podcast, I've learned that there's about 8,000 of you listening, and I had no idea that I could ever manifest a reach like this. And I'm so grateful to have you as my listener. Please keep sharing this podcast, All Things Therapy, through the platforms that it's on, including iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and rate my show. It helps a lot. If you're interested in advertising, please reach out to me, Lisa at NOLA Therapy. It's the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. I have spaces available to take on new clients, co-creating your healing and whatever it is you want to create and manifest in your life. I want to be on that journey with you. So please reach out to me. And as a gift, my sponsor, Audible, will give you a free audiobook download by going to their website and checking it out. The opportunity is at audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy. And if you are moved to become my patron and support my work for as little as a dollar a month, check out my crowdfunding campaign through patreon.com. And that site is patreon.com/allthingstherapy. There are many other podcasters, authors, and artists that you can look through and support us doing what we love, which for me is bringing a message of well-being, helping you navigate through your challenges, giving and providing support for you to reach that next level, or even identify what that might be. I have not always known what I want, and I've been teaching myself to just tune in more deeply to what is coming from within. And I just want to share that with all of you. And in a like-minded sense, my guest today shares the same passion. He has been doing it in really unique and creative ways. In moments, we're going to be with Jonas Casey Jones. He is the founder and CEO of OnlineMentalHealth.com. If you want to jump in and log in on your phone or computer, he has a really interesting background. After college, he did 2 years with Teach for America in Louisiana. And through that experience, Jonas discovered his passion for connecting both children and adults to what they need to become healthier and to sustain that emotional health and well-being, and seeing there were many obstacles to that. So he sought to find different ways and pathways to try to help us help ourselves. He ended up actually, which I think is so interesting, being a research assistant for members of parliament in London, England, thinking he might want to go to law school with a desire to change education policy in our country. And from there, he went on to start a program for kids in Marin City, California, where he grew up, called Boys to Men. And this is like before he was 30. And Boys to Men had three pillars. One was education support. Second was social activity. A third was life focus. And then from there, he started investigating technology and how can he use technology to help people integrate and interface with mental health practitioners and such. And he founded Online Mental Health, Parent Child Interactive, which I was a part of. I've known Jonas for years as a colleague. And this is a cool site where it's videos that mental health providers, we provide for people to learn about parenting and mental health issues. And from that, Jonas has founded and is a CEO of Online Mental Health, jonasjohnson.com. So we're going to talk about all this. And Jonas, I want to welcome and thank you for being my guest today.
Hello, Lisa. It's great to talk to you. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
You're welcome. How are you today?
Doing very well. Doing very well today.
I know you're in Portland, Oregon, and I'm down in New Orleans.
That's correct. Yes.
Yes. So where do you want to start with our listeners around how you started your company, why you started your company? Where would you like to kick us off?
Well, absolutely. I guess I can take you kind of back to the beginning. As you mentioned, thank you very much for that introduction.
You're welcome.
It's been basically through a lifetime of kind of seeing society and identifying issues and problems that I had with society in terms of giving everybody equal access to education and now to mental health services. Oftentimes I would see either in my classroom as a teacher or as a friend or a counselor to different parent groups, I'd see kids in different areas and adults in different areas going through the same issues, but nobody was communicating with each other about their situation or their solutions. So everybody was kind of left alone and in the dark on what they were going through and what they were trying to accomplish. Basically, if I were to start off for this company in particular, I had some friends in Ashland, Oregon, that were going through some issues with their children. And I saw them create a solution through a program called Parent-Child Interactive Therapy, where the parents would actually sit in a room with their children with earpieces in, and the therapist would stand behind a two-way mirror. And as different situations came up in the room, the therapist could tell the parents how to deal with the situation that they were going through. And this was an incredible scenario. I actually watched separation anxiety disorder with the children go from an hour and a half trying to get to bed at night to just about 10 minutes of, you know, small tears and understanding.
That's
and
amazing.
So I saw these parents really kind of take control of their life. As the one parent told me, he said, yes, we were always in reaction mode. We were never in charge of what we were doing. So a little bit later, I was down in San Francisco with some other friends, and I saw them going through the exact same problem. Now, I knew these two families actually knew each other, but they weren't actually communicating as to what problems they were going through and a solution that they had found to it. So once I saw one friend actually take care of the problem and take charge in their life, then I wanted to share that information with my friends down in San Francisco. At the particular time, video technology on the computer was kind of new, and it wasn't quite secure yet, and it wasn't really where it was, but I knew that was going to change. So I had the idea one day to go ahead and create this online platform that could almost turn every therapy session into an interactive therapy session by using the video camera, so the provider could actually look at the home environment and really see what's going on. Well, it turned out that actually took care of a bunch of different issues that would come up for people who were seeking advice. Usually it's geographical or financial or just access or cultural problems with finding the correct mental health solutions. So by having this online site and having people be able to do online therapy, they could do it out of the comfort of their own home. For example, a parent with several children, if they had to take one child to a therapist, they'd have to figure out where they were going to have a babysitter for the other children or what they were going to do. But now they can go ahead and out of the comfort of their own home, get the information that they're looking for and sit in front of the video with the child, with the therapist right there, and be able to communicate and find the solutions that they need.
Very cool. So you were putting these pieces together. You know, Jonas, and I think what your story highlights, I think when things really stick for us, and I suspect listeners have had this experience, is when the personal meets the professional, that you had this personal experience of seeing friends struggle with something and connecting them. And that, I think, is really where passion comes from, where we can make something happen that has meaning, personal meaning to us, and then elevate that to the professional platform, which is what you have done with Parent Child Interactive and online mentalhealth.com.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Looking at, you know, the past situation on how people would seek therapy, usually, you know, if you go into the phone book, it's just start at the top with A and go down to Z and see if you like a name and give them a call, or you happen to know somebody who happened to know a therapist. And, you know, these sometimes work, but oftentimes you want to find that voice from home or that person you truly connect with. So what we did is we created this platform that would give everybody a free, secure member profile. And from that profile, you can go in and type in a name of a therapist or type in an issue, a situation. And the different therapists that take care of that situation will come up on the screen. And you can see their face and you can see their biography. And you can even see videos or books that they've created. And so you know who you're talking to right away. I know one parent in Florida right now. Has a 16-year-old autistic child. And she said, Jonas, you have no idea how many times I've sat in front of a therapist and known within 5 minutes it's not going to work because you never get a chance to find out who they were before you end up paying money and before you end up sitting in front of somebody. So this really gives people the opportunity to explore different options for them to know, one, they're not alone, two, that there is help out there, and three, that there's other people going through the same problems. So this is what we need to do as a community, is be able to share our common resources and be able to get the words out there, the right solution for the right people.
And I want listeners to know that I have a personal experience with you and with online mental health, and it's so user-friendly. The other day, even in preparation for our interview, Jonas, I went to my online mental health profile and I updated it a bit because I want to move into doing more spiritual counseling, energy work. And so I kind of tweaked my profile to include that I want to work with clients that are interested in shifting their life through using visualizations, meditation, and just changing my profile to attract that kind of client who might want to, you know, see if I'm right for them, and then they can schedule to do a free call with me. And there's psychologists on online mental health, psychiatrists, and it's easy for you as the listener to set up a profile. I mean, I'm on the site right now and it says free user profile. It asks, are you a client or are you a provider or a client? I mean, it's as simple as it can get. And then you go from there to build your own page. What kind of responses have you gotten, Jonas, so far?
Oh, we've had incredible responses so far. Everything from the team was actually out at lunch one day, and our waitress was talking about their child. And actually, it was a grandmother taking care of a grandchild. And we introduced the platform to her and said, look, you know, here's a way that you can safely and securely access information on how to help your grandchild. And literally, she basically broke down in tears in front of us because she said, you know, my child is such a good child. He's just so active and so wild. I don't know how to take care of him with all the technology that he has in front of him and everything. So this gives you a place to go to start the conversation, to start to get information to help yourself and therefore help other people. For example, if you have a family friend or a loved one that you care about and you know they're going through something, instead of just telling them, you know, what to do or how to take care of something, you can actually go onto the site and find a professional's information and share the video or share that profile with your loved one or your friend so they can now access the information on their own and be able to find the solutions that they're looking for, the ones that are going to be special to them and their needs. I really like how you said that you're looking at more visualization and spiritual connection, because that's what we really want. We want to have providers on the site from a whole spectrum of different solutions, including, you know, psychiatrists, mentors, bloggers, life coaches, instructors, therapists. You know, basically we want it to be a full interactive platform where you can start conversations and get information and interact with other people. I know one parent of three children in Northern California who actually had to drive 40 minutes to find a therapist that somebody had recommended, only to find out that the therapist didn't take the insurance that they were using and the entire session was a bust. So that kind of takes out a lot from everybody's day And then the child feels like a victim because, you know, they feel like there's something wrong with them and nobody can take care of them. Whereas now you can simply go online and find that provider and schedule the session. For example, any member who has a free profile can go in and type in Lisa Tahir, and your information will come up, and then they can actually check your schedule.
Yes.
And all the open spots on your schedule, they simply fill out the form and go ahead and book the schedule. And the site automatically sends you HIPAA-compliant links to and password-protected links to the online session, which actually were standardized on the WebEx platform right now. So that's also very easy to use, and it's just simply clickable to go ahead and start your online therapy session.
It is. I mean, we've done, when we've been working on, you know, how to use this, you were teaching me how to use this platform, I just downloaded on my iPhone WebEx, and you could call me. So for listeners, you can do therapy anywhere. You can come to the office. You can be on your smartphone. You can be on your desktop, laptop, and it's all HIPAA compliant, which I think online mental health is changing the face of mental health and bringing it up to our modern time. Traditionally, I know I've been a therapist for 20 years without a break. This did not exist. You could not do online therapy because of HIPAA rules. Therapists were scared to break those rules because you could lose your license. But now we have a platform that is compliant with HIPAA standards, protects confidentiality. You communicate through online mental health itself. You pay through that. So everything becomes really simplified and legal, which is important because, you know, most practitioners are integritists and want to maintain integrity in their work. So this is a real way to do that, but also have flexibility to be anywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are actually advised by the compliancy group and have gone through all the testing with their company. And we do updates yearly now to make sure that we are following all the rules and making our best efforts to create the HIPAA compliant environment so people can feel safe and secure to access that quality mental health solution that they're looking for.
Yes. So what, okay, this has been a lot of work, Jonas, and I've known you for a number of years. Can you talk to our listeners about what you've invested, what this process has been, so listeners can really know the value and uniqueness of onlinementalhealth.com?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Starting off, we had an idea, and it was just simply an idea. And I literally took four blank pieces of paper and started drawing circles and boxes on them saying, okay, what do we need? What we need is basically two different profiles to enter here. Well, on one side, we have the customer or the member who is looking for the information. On the other side, the providers don't necessarily know how to create a HIPAA-compliant website with a linked scheduling system and a linked payment system where they can provide the actual online therapy. So we had a couple different obstacles to overcome at the very beginning. But through our platform, we wanted to make it an absolute interactive session for everybody that was involved. So on the one side, we give the providers a very secure, easy way to take their practice online using our platform. As you mentioned, your personal profile on the site, accessible to anybody, you know, no matter where they are, because I know that you do work in California as well as Louisiana.
Yes.
So our goal is to have providers in every single state and hopefully eventually in 32 languages so that no matter where people are from, they can find that voice that they're looking for and they can find the solutions that they're looking for. We actually got a lot of support. People at first said, oh, you're tackling the mental health industry. You know, good luck with that.
Right.
And we kind of laughed and said, well, you know, this is what's needed. You know, this has really come from a place where we identified a problem in an industry and we're using technology and modern advances to go ahead and try to solve the issues that have kind of plagued the mental health industry for so many years. So with the Parent-Child Interactive platform, we actually did go down and met with in Silicon Valley with different venture capitalists. And we actually won the Most Valued Company Award with the Krit2 Forum at the Microsoft Expo.
That's
in
awesome.
2013. Yeah, that was very fun. Thank you. Yeah, that was it's nice to be validated after putting in so many years and so much work. to have somebody say, wow, we can actually appreciate that this is going to help. There were several different things that they liked about the company. And at first, we were going to have several different websites, one for parents and children, one for adults, one for special needs, one for military and people incarcerated, and then one as a corporate brand label. But through some very good advice from the venture capitalists, they said, look, why don't you bring it all down under one platform and go ahead and prove this business model and prove that it can be successful out there and that people want it. And so with that, we kind of reconsolidated and rebranded ourselves and recreated our platform. And that's what we see today at www.onlinementalhealth.com.
What, Jonas, are there certain questions, concerns? Because I want to speak now. We've been speaking to consumers and people who want to be clients, potential clients. What about for providers? Did providers have certain concerns, questions about onboarding with onlinementalhealth.com that have come up for you?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that's definitely been a very important part of our process, is to absolutely understand what the providers want and what the providers need. With the rules always changing in terms of being able to give information to somebody in another state or give information or just to be HIPAA compliant themselves, that's a big concern with a lot of the providers. So we have created the platform so it's very intuitive for providers to be able to sign up and create their online profile. And then simply we help them advertise and expand and search engine optimize their profile so they can get their words out there. Basically, we want the providers to be able to do what they do best, which is give their information out and to be supportive and be able to help the people that they want. They don't need to get involved in the IT part and keeping the website going and updating the WordPress and doing all those kind of things. We want to make that as simple as possible for the providers to be able to get online and do their business as best they can. And we just simply created the platform for everybody to interact on the platform.
And Jonas, I have a lot of healing practitioners that listen to this podcast. So just to speak to you all, I'm learning to be more tech savvy. Let me restate that. I did not used to be, but I'm learning. And what was really fun for me was that online mental health is so easy to log in and set up a profile. If you out there, if you have books that you're selling, there's a place to upload your books, sell your books, sell your seminars. You can record videos through online mental health when you're logged in and post videos for clients and potential clients to watch. So I see a lot of ways to grow, that we can grow as healing practitioners through online mental health. I'm putting a book out in 2019 that will be uploaded to online mental health once it's available. How has that been received by practitioners and consumers alike?
Oh, very well. In fact, the other day I was speaking with a brand new provider up in Seattle. And although she has done some online therapy through some other platforms, she really liked the fact that we had the advertising available, that we really looked at it from both the provider's standpoint and also the members or the client standpoint, and tried to create a platform where everybody could communicate. A lot of the other programs out there are either provider focused and don't really take into account the members or what the communities are looking for, or the individual people in the communities are looking for. So we kind of looked at this from all angles to create this particular platform. And it was really kind of fun. The provider said, wow, you guys have really made this easy for me. You've kind of answered all of our questions. And then she went ahead to call us Smart Cookies, which I thought was pretty funny.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We really liked that part. Absolutely. Yeah. I know that one provider out of Salem, we actually had a member, and I only know this because the member actually told me. The truth is, nobody on our site or in our company will ever be able to see a session or a therapy session. We won't know what happens in the sessions. In fact, we don't even know who signs on as members necessarily. only IT staff that have been HIPAA compliant trained who ever see our database can see names and email addresses, but again, never what they've looked up. Never, nobody will ever see any information that a member has looked up when they're trying to find a solution for themselves. So the one parent who actually I know as a friend told me that he was concerned about some pictures that his five-year-old was drawing. And okay. He got online and found a therapist in Salem, and he was actually up in Portland, and found the therapist. And online, he could share the pictures with the therapist. And he just simply said, Jonas, I want you to know that this really worked out well for us. And then talking to the therapist on the other side, she went ahead and signed up a year contract for us. And she just simply, I said, well, can I ask, you know, how'd it go? How'd it work out for you? And she said, I just want you to know that this is a very good platform and this really works well for us. And so that was also affirmation that we, you know, hold very dearly to us.
That's fantastic, Jonas. We are going to just pause for about a minute to go to a quick commercial break from my sponsor, Audible, and my crowdfunding campaign with Patreon, and be right back. Jonas?
Wonderful.
Okay.
Indeed, listening is the new reading. With Audible, you can listen to an unlimited amount of books at home, in your car, at the gym, anywhere on the go. With over 180,000 audiobooks to choose from. For you, the listener of All Things Therapy, Audible is offering you a free audiobook download and a month-long subscription for you to try them out. Visit audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy now. And enjoy.
Do you want to help yourself and friends find a purpose in life?
Then you are in the right place and be a part of the crowdfunding campaign of patreon.com/allthingstherapy
with Lisa Tahir as she initiates a one-on-one interaction with inspiring authors, healing experts, and spiritual directors.
Join the League of Heroes of this generation by contributing your quota between $1 up to $100 per month
at patreon.com/allthingstherapy.
And let's make the world free of suicide, poverty, depression, and in all, make the world a better place for everyone.
Welcome back to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. And I want to also ask you as my listener to please take a moment, go to nolatherapy.com, NOLATHERAPY.com. There is a rectangle to click to subscribe to my email list, to join my email list. Please take your time to do that because I want to get you information about when my new book comes out in 2019 on the topics of healing our core wounds through empathy and self-forgiveness. And I think this work is important for you because it is a self-study and self-healing to look at some of the issues, the patterns you might have had and repeated that are difficult to talk about, to be with. And my book outlines a really gentle process of looking within and changing and healing through some affirmations that I give, specific takeaway steps. There's stories about my life, things that I've had to figure out and struggle through, and being on this other side, you know, offering up some thoughts. So please take your time and do that. It would be really meaningful for me. That's nolatherapy.com and join my email list. I am with Jonas Jones, the founder and CEO of onlinementalhealth.com, discussing this really fantastic platform that connects providers, mental health providers, with consumers, with clients that are interested in linking up. So Jonas, one of the questions I had that I thought about during the break is we've talked about how onlinementalhealth.com hosts three main solutions. We've spoken about provider profiles, some about member profiles. What are white label platforms?
Our white label platform is designed for either corporations or businesses with 50 employees or more, or with private practice groups. We can take our platform and relabel our platform to suit any private practice group. For example, if there was a group of providers with 9 providers in it, we can simply reskin our platform and offer it to them where they are the only therapists on and only their clients will be able to get online. This proves the HIPAA compliance and makes them compliant with the government standards for what they need to do to be able to practice online therapy. In terms of the business world, or say, for example, prisons, any company with 50 employees or more has to provide mental health solutions or services for their employees, and they have to prove that they are compliant. So by simply coming to us, we can either introduce them to different therapists that are on our site, and they can choose some of the therapists to work with their employees, or they can bring their own therapist onto their site, and we can simply relabel our platform, put their logo on, use the therapist that they're looking for, and then we can provide all the IT support and the HIPAA compliance that they're looking for to prove that they are making the effort to provide the solutions for their employees.
That is so cool, Jonas. I am so glad I asked. I don't know of anyone else doing that. Do you?
No, I have not heard of anybody else looking at the business-to-business portion of this. This has been a big thing, especially with police departments or fire. In fact, I've been in touch with a fire department just this morning who's called and said, look, we really need something that's kind of outside of the box, something where our department, our employees can access mental health solutions 24/7. Because when they go out and see fires, sometimes it's absolutely a traumatic situation for them. Or the people that were involved in the fire are so distraught that they need to be able to give the people somewhere to go to talk about the experience that they've just gone through. So our company can absolutely provide a site for them with the right therapist where their officers or their fire personnel can go ahead and access the information at any time that they're looking for. One of the examples that would work when we were at the APA conference in Hawaii, we were talking with the Honolulu Police Department, and they said, everybody's very aware of the building where police officers are supposed to go to receive mental health support, but nobody wants to be seen walking into that building. And if they were to have an online site that's rebranded, that's just for them, then the police officers or the employees of the government employees can access that information from the safety and security of their own home. And it kind of takes that stigma away of mental health where, you know, we shouldn't be embarrassed to talk about it, but yet we are. But this way, yeah, we give everybody a private, secure way to find the solutions that they're looking for.
And that's so important because, you know, anonymity, confidentiality is an important part of healing, that we don't necessarily want everyone to know what we're struggling with or working to heal and navigate. So, yes, it makes sense that this platform allows people to keep confidential what they're doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then at the end of it, if they decide they want to share, phase two of our platform will include bulletin board discussions and member group therapy where people can actually share their own experiences. So oftentimes I found that if a parent is taking care of a child in particular, the parent almost becomes the expert in the scenario. Maybe it's Alzheimer's, or maybe it's a daughter or a son who's taking care of their parents with Alzheimer's or something like that. Well, often they end up doing so much research on their own because it becomes such a passion for them to take care of their loved ones that they have their story and they want to go ahead out and share what they're trying to do. In fact, one parent that I know right now has a 21-year-old child, and just through either depression or lack of motivation or something like that, they had no way to kind of help the child with what they were trying to do. So it's not just for children. It's not just for adults. It's kind of for everybody in between, no matter what they're looking for, sexuality, depression, Alzheimer's, autism. You know, you can go ahead in and type in the question, and then you can find the provider that's right for you that can help you discuss those things. I really liked one of the things on your professional profile that I saw, Lisa, where you actually focus on bringing attention to the things that block people from allowing themselves to express themselves and to expand themselves socially. That became a very important part for this one particular parent that was dealing with their 21-year-old, trying to get them out and show them what's going on in the world out there, especially since sometimes schools and just going through our normal procedures in life don't necessarily prepare us for all the different obstacles that we encounter when we get into the workforce or we get into relationships or we get into different scenarios in society that maybe everything hasn't really taught us for. So this is a good way to find information to help yourselves no matter what.
Yes. You know, what you're saying, Jonas, is causing me to want to ask you, the personality behind the CEO of Online Mental Health. I know that if you could share with our listeners what have been some of your challenges and successes. I know you're an avid fisherman, just to let people know kind of more about you and what you bring to this company that you have invested so much of your time, money, energy into.
Well, absolutely. This has definitely been a passion project from the very beginning. As you mentioned, I after Teach for America, where I taught third and fourth grade bilingual education, and then I taught seventh and eighth grade earth science and biology in the bayous of Louisiana, I went back to California, and as you mentioned, we started the Boys to Men program. So working with people has always been a passion of mine. But then I did get into technology, and I got into computer network infrastructure design. And I finally got a chance to combine my professional life with my passion life and create this online platform to go ahead and get people in touch with the information they're looking for. This platform can be helpful for all different types of coaches and counselors that are dealing with, you know, outdoor education, that are dealing with different ways for people to expand themselves. And this is basically what we want, is our platform to be a total interactive community where people can share ideas and share information. We can get community civil resources out there because, again, people don't know where to start the conversation. They don't even know the resources that are available to them in their own area. So we'd love to have, like I mentioned, community centers and groups to have profiles on the site so that people could know where and what is available to them right from their own backyard, basically.
Yeah.
In terms of me, taking kids on, trips for kids to go out fishing or mountain biking or something like that, you know, to have parents who are in touch with these different groups, or they can find the group through the site and they can, you know, see what resources it will really help them to help their children or to help their adults as they go through it.
Yes. So this has been a passion for you to want to be of service in these ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dealing with the different places that I've lived all over the country. And actually, as you mentioned, in the UK, you know, we've seen different things that not only affect us locally, but actually are affecting us as an entire community. People in rural areas, and for example, the opioid epidemic. This is one of the worst epidemics that's hit our society in the history of our society. People need to find the access to the information they need to be able to help themselves. So we heavily recruit to schools and community groups and to different organizations to be able to give them the information so they can sign on for free, so they know they have a safe, secure place where they can access information. We've even had it happen for affluent people in society, for example, with postpartum depression. I knew somebody who was very well middle class and had the job and had insurance and had everything they needed. Well, after their first child, his wife came down with a little bit of the baby blues. And that's something that you don't really expect, but it comes up. And as they were trying to find, even in affluential city like Portland, they were trying to find a therapist who they could talk to, but either nobody took the insurance they had or nobody had any time to take care of them. And so literally this person was forced to be able to sit for 2 months without having been able to talk to anybody. Wow. And this way on our platform, you can go online, you can find that person. Like you said, maybe it's a half hour conversation. Maybe it's just seeing a workbook or seeing some videos. Again, for the person to know they're not alone and there is a solution to what they're going through, and there's other people going through it also. So this is a very good way to access that quality information that they're looking for.
It's so important for people to know that they're not alone, as you just said. I think a byproduct of all of the amazing technology we have is people kind of holding up, you know, being with the technology and not with other people. And there can be this illusion that we're separate and alone, and that can lead to depression, anxiety, and all kinds, a whole host of mental health issues and problems. So if anyone is listening feeling alone, you are not alone. There are people here. We want to know what is going on with you. And I think that's what online mental health provides. People in the comfort, safety, or, you know, unhappiness of their aloneness can reach out and go online and start looking for someone to communicate with and know that you're not alone. I think that's just such an important piece.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And being able to do this, it's funny you mentioned about the internet and technology and everything. Some of the people who have seen our site, everything from venture capitalists to just the regular people on the street, have looked at me and said, well, it's about time something good is happening on the web.
Amen. Amen to that. Yes.
Absolutely.
So, Jonas, how can listeners reach out to you, find out more? Please let them know that.
Absolutely. If you go to www.onlinementalhealth.com, you can simply hit the contact us button or send us an email, and I will get that directly, and I would be happy to talk to anybody or respond to them. You can also send me an email at jonas@onlinementalhealth.com, and that's JONAS at onlinementalhealth.com. If there's any groups out there or community or organizations that would like to talk to me about possibly setting something up for them or being able to give their people access to the quality information, I would be happy to talk to them as well. So feel free to contact me anytime. Again, we're looking for providers from every state. So no matter where somebody's from, they can find that voice from back home and be able to get the right mental health solution that they're looking for.
And thank you for that, Jonas. And lastly, I'm curious, I like to ask guests like you that are contributing in the way that you are so uniquely, what is it that you would like to leave and what's next for you? Like, just to kind of your vision, what your hope is, and your legacy.
Well, my true vision would be to have literally, 30, 40 therapists from every single state in 32 languages. On the site, so no matter where somebody's from, again, they can find that information. We would like to take this globally and simply use the Coca-Cola brand strategy to use the same platform but change it to meet different cultural needs or what they have, because as we know, people are traveling all around the world, and sometimes it is that voice from back home you just want to communicate with or you want to listen to. So no matter what language you are or where you're from, our goal is to give everybody equal access to the quality mental health solutions that they're looking for.
Beautiful. Jonas, I'm so glad to know you and be a part of the online mental health family.
Oh, it's been great, Lisa. You have been a huge support for us and a wonderful person as well. So this is good.
Thank you. I've been happy to be. This platform will help me grow with putting out my book and some online courses and things that I want to do that are in the works and not quite out there yet. So I'm really excited to see what we co-create.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. And in fact, you know, we can help promote the book. I forgot to mention through our social media efforts. We are on Facebook at onlinementalhealth.com. You can type us into Facebook. We're also on Instagram and on LinkedIn. So we want to really be able to get the word out there and help people promote and advertise, because, again, our goal is to connect people with the information that they're looking for.
Fantastic. This is so exciting.
Yes.
Jonas, thank you for being my guest today. And I look forward to seeing you in New Orleans or Los Angeles or wherever we shall meet next.
Absolutely. It will happen. This is great, Lisa. And thank you very much for your time and your commitment to people in the mental health world. You're wonderful.
Thank you. You are welcome. Have a great rest of your day, Jonas.
Okay, you too, Lisa.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye. That concludes my show today with Jonas Jones, CEO and founder of OnlineMentalHealth.com. Please tune in next week to listen, and remember to check out the possibility of a free audiobook download from Audible, audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy. And I would welcome for you to support me in this work that I'm doing through the crowdfunding campaign I have with Patreon, patreon.com/allthingstherapy. I wish you a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir.